have that in communication that you and Justin do as well, or do you know his tendencies as well?
We all do along the line, so we all know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and you know, just being able to move around just helps out.
This is going to be a different type of game because Pete Carroll even just came out today, so they got away from the running game. They need to get back to it on Sunday. I mean, not that it changes things for you guys, but what do you see on them from filming the first game that they didn't do that they did so well last year?
Really, we just got to, you know, make sure we're on top of our stuff, you know, defending the run, defending the option, and then stopping the pass. So this week we'll make sure that we focus on those things. So game time comes, we're ready.
What are your recollections from last year in Seattle?
We lost the game.
They were very physical last year. I mean, does that stick out? That your team doesn't get pushed around very often, and that seemed to be happening.
I don't think we got pushed around. I think, you know, we didn't play our best football. So this week we'll have two physical teams meeting up, and we'll have enough time to prepare for each other. So, you know, we'll see the results after the game.
Do you think that was a factor last year, and you were coming off of that New England game? It was late in the year. You didn't have Justin. I mean, do you think being fully prepared, fully equipped, will, you know, be a big difference?
Anytime you have time to game plan, you know, the more time gives you the better chances of winning. So, like I said, we got a good week to prepare, and everybody's focused, so we'll see how it goes in the game.
We didn't get to see much of Ian on Sunday for obvious reasons, because it's more of a passing game for the Packers. What have you seen that he does so well in that run game and as a run stopper?
He does a good job, you know, at playing his position, playing strong against the run, and just being a guy that we can, you know, put in and make plays.
Is he deceptively strong for his size? A lot of people underestimate him because of his arm stall.
Ian's strong, and, you know, Ian does a good job, you know, using his hands and, you know, using his strengths out there.
What kind of challenges does Russell Wilson present?
I'm just a mobile quarterback who can, you know, run around, and he can throw the ball also.
Does having B.J. Daniels in practice give you a nice kind of Russell Wilson-type player to practice against this week?
I think so. You know, B.J. and Russell are kind of similar. They're both guys who, you know, use their arms and their legs, so I'm sure we'll find a way to, you know, get BJ to give us a good look this week.
Do you have a rival like the Seahawks when you're at Missouri?
I guess our rival would have been Kansas at Missouri.
Okay. Was it kind of like this?
It was a big game.
Yeah,
big game. It's a big rivalry.
Was it cool? I mean, obviously every game is important. Was it cool to have the two division heavyweights slug it out kind of early? Maybe set the tone a little bit?
I think it was good just, you know, to kind of see where we were at coming out playing a opponent that was really good, you know, quarterback that's really good, and just a team that's, I think, 2 years removed from a Super Bowl. So it was just good for us to go out there and see where we were at as a team.
I'm talking about more this week. You guys in Seattle going at it week two.
Oh, what about it?
Just is it cool to have two division heavyweights, guys?
It's just another game. Yeah.